The Enchanted Ring of the Little Froggies, or Hopping Around Ancient and Modern Jewelry Ideas. I hope it is not bad news when I say that sculpture is more powerful than diamonds. Diamonds are everywhere, but a uniquely sculpted pendant or ring is really, really rare. This is good news for 3D printed jewelry, as it can be shipped directly to the customer. It just needs a little bit of polish. There are no stones to set, no intricate parts to detail. People who are printing or casting your ring will take care of all the shipping. Purely geometric 3D jewelry is extremely interesting, but it is abstract, highly, highly abstract. Now, to be clear, I highly encourage creating a sacred geometry line of rings, even if just for practice. And just as highly, I encourage to create a line of rings, pendants, bracelets, and earrings where the stones aren't so much set, but slid into the bands or construction, just to be cleverly secured, possibly with a cleverly removable gate. But creating a little frog ring with 3 or 4 or a dozen frogs, or maybe one huge one, is so much more. It is mysterious, meaningful, if that is the little critter that your customer chose, private, personal, extremely unique, and I dare say exquisite. Every piece of jewelry has a message, and all things considered, white diamonds have a message too, along with a dark history and artificially set price. It may be just me, but a collection of well-worn beach glass that was collected by the customer on beaches all around the world, cut to size, maybe polished, probably not though, and then encapsulated in a pendant or ring, has more colorful story to tell than a white diamond, even though it begun as discarded glass. But a ring or an entire collection of all kinds of things that shared the same sculptures, that is unbeatable. That is incredible. Especially since the same sculpture can be brought to the bigger world as a 5-inch figurine or a collection thereof. You could even design a series of spoons, coin pendants, even invitation cards and logos. And if it is not too much to suggest, you could use the same 3D models that you sculpted for jewelry in a painting, where you would first map out the scene and lighting in Blender, and then take to Krita, where you could use that scene as a reference image and create a magnificent masterpiece. And if that wasn't too much to ask, then learning a sculpting style from our ancient ancestors, and then painting a series of paintings and displaying our ancestors in full dignity and glory and cheerfulness, and then presenting the multiple paintings in a silent graphic novel would be breathtaking. And just name your collection after the culture that you personally connected with, that inspired you, become a modern caretaker of the style of their most decorative works. You don't have to set the price to be astronomically high, and some collections can be sold a few hundred times, but not countless times, just out of respect for your customers. In closing, I would like to say that the geometry and wireframe rails into which you slide precious rocks rather than just using heat or solder, diamonds, all manner of interesting rock, famous pieces of glass and precious bits, maybe micrometeorites, and even glowing tritium capsules and fancy crystals, all make for beautiful jewelry. But we shouldn't forget history, especially the ancient times, as that is where jewelry had its birth. So I suggest that every once in a while, for every modern piece that you create, you recreate an ancient one too.